Hey,
what's up?
You want to come up for a little bit? Jacob Wolf, everybody. Hey, if you've seen the two of us on stage together, this is that part of the show. So if you have any questions, raise your hand, and then we'll go from there. I did tell them. Who has multiple kids in here? Anybody?
Oh, a lot.
Have you ever thought about who's going to take care of you when you get older? Have you? Okay. How many kids do you got, dude? You have six kids?
Six. Jesus Christ.
Do you not have TV at your house, bro?
Wait. This is the guy I talked to earlier who likes to do cocaine and clean his kitchen. So, hey,
Do you do it with your dick out?
Yeah,
why do you have six kids?
He likes to do three things: cocaine, clean his kitchen, and fuck. Like, that's... Is that how you hurt your shoulder? Like, what's going on over there, too?
Dude, maybe you should invest in Wi-Fi so you have other shit to do.
I think he did. He started jerking off and he hurt his shoulder. That's... I think he did.
Honestly, dude, it's like my oldest son has five kids. His pullout game is trash. Yeah. But you might want to try a blowjob or something. I don't know. Six kids. So have you narrowed it down? Who's taking care of you?
Yes. My number three.
You're number three, and it's a girl, yes?
No, I have six boys.
You have six boys?
Oh, my God.
How old are the kids? 32 to, wow.
You still have a high schooler in the house.
So, but at one point you had six kids in your house, six boys. Oh, your house smelled terrible. How many teenagers did you have in there at once? Oh, you know how many people were jerking off in your house, lady? Oh my God!
Jesus,
like your water bill must have been crazy. Whoa.
Six
boys? Bad stories? I want to hear the worst one.
The worst one was when my cleaning obsession, I went to go clean the kids' bathroom, my 16-year-old. Reach into the wastebasket.
Yeah.
And it was just full of
nut rags. You reached into...
Wait a second.
You reached...
No, he didn't say nut rag. He said...
Hold on one second. I know what he said. It wasn't a nut rag. It was tissue. First of all, what kind of sick fuck jerks off and throws the tissue in the trash can? That's what the toilet's for. It's right there. But second of all, weren't you a teenage boy? Why would you reach in there with your bare hand, dude? That seems like a rookie mistake for sure. Okay, that is pretty gross. Mom, tell me the grossest thing that happened that you saw.
Wait, this is my girlfriend. I'm yours.
That's your girlfriend.
Oh.
So you have nine boys together?
Jesus Christ. Wait, how old are you? How old are your three?
7, 9, and 11.
Good luck. Yeah. Wow.
So what's it like being Amish? You guys are Amish? Is that it?
Hey, what? You have six babysitters, though. That's fucking cool. So, oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, that's... What about you, dude? Do you fuck? Like, what's the deal? No, not you.
Yeah.
The dude sitting right next to him. Yeah, you.
What a weird thing to ask a dude. Do you fuck?
Well, I'm just checking the vibes over here in this corner, you know?
My guy behind, you have multiple kids too? Five. And is it one of the girls you think is going to take care of you when you get older? I trust a girl so much more. Yo, dude, when I asked him, I said to him, I go, hey... I said, are you going to take care of me when you get older? And he was like, sure. And I go, you might have to wipe my ass. And he was like, no.
Nah.
And I said to him, I go, I wiped your ass. And he was like, that's on you.
Yeah.
Yes, I have a daughter. Yep. That's what I just said. So... Both your twin girls, or just one of them you think is more? And how many boys you got?
Three.
Would you trust? Would you trust any of them to take care of you when you get older?
No.
He didn't even give the 5-year-old a chance, dude.
No.
Damn.
No, me neither. Okay. I'm going to sit back down.
Yeah, I was just waiting for you because you took my spot.
Wow, okay. Does anybody... was that a question?
No, you just asked who has multiple kids in here, and then we did that.
Okay.
So... did anybody have a question, though, before? Who said I do? Yeah, right here. Go ahead, man.
All right. So I know you like weird stories, but has there ever been a story that made you question that question, and what is that story?
Yeah. You mean, has anything ever happened that made me regret telling people that I like weird things? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because I talk about liking weird things, people approach me with them all the time. And I can't be mad because I'm putting it out in the universe. The things that you put out there are the things that are coming back. I was in Omaha, Nebraska. Yeah. I was in Omaha and... But I was downtown, and by the way, downtown Omaha is actually kind of a cool little spot. And about 2 blocks away, I heard someone screaming my name, Josh, Josh. And I turn around, and it's a woman, probably late 20s, and she's screaming, I like weird shit. I like weird shit. And she starts sprinting towards me. And I was like, you know, and my hotel was right there, just a couple quick steps, you know. But I figured, this has got to be good. Why are you sprinting at me? So she runs up to me, and I don't know how many of you have sprinted recently. But if you haven't, and you do, you're going to realize your body's not ready for it. And when she got to me, she did this. And just could not catch her breath, right? So I'm like, it's okay, relax. And I think she started to get anxious that she couldn't catch her breath, but she wanted to tell me something. So she started to hyperventilate. And then at one point in the hyperventilating, she did like that hiccup burp. That kind of. And then I was like, oh no. Because she immediately vomited, and not like the kind of vomit that just kind of drops, the kind of like sandblasting. And I was like, oh, okay. And right when she did it, there was a dude walking down the street with his 6-year-old child. And it was a beautiful spring day in Omaha, kids wearing shorts. And so it splattered onto his leg. The guy, you know, who has kids in here?
You already asked that.
You know, everybody in here at one point, for some reason, trying to move their kid quickly, has swung their kid by the wrist. You know that first time you do it and you're like, oh, I hope his wrist makes it. Like, there's that there's that second where you're like, oh no, this is a bad idea. That part of his body's coming off, you know. But he swung the kid. What was on the kid's leg hit somebody else in the face who threw, it was like that Family Guy scene. Hut. Vomit, 3 vomits. And I was just like, wow. And she sat up and she apologized profusely. And I was like, okay, well, thank you. And she said, wait. Don't you want to see my weird shit? And I'm like,
that was it.
Yeah, you're not going to beat that. So, I have people show me things on their phone on the streets a lot with no warning. That is like one guy showed me, he was like, And he showed me. I was like, what is that? He was like, those are my nuts. They got real swollen. I was like. So things like that I always kind of regret, you know?
Yeah.
But why? Do you have something for me? Okay.
Yeah, okay. Good talk.
All right.
Anybody else got a question?
Yeah, young lady.
Favorite stories about each other. I have a couple. I have a story about you. I have a story that I tell. I didn't have time tonight. About him meeting Miley Cyrus. My dad, who's a Miley fan in here, by the way. Yeah, the white women and my dad. Yeah, that's exactly what I expected.
But like, look, love Miley.
If I combined all of you into like a super fan, right? Like, you wouldn't be a bigger fan than Josh Wolf. Okay,
it's my favorite.
Yeah, it's like that album Bangers is one of his favorite albums fucking ever, okay? He loves it. And if he does karaoke anywhere, he one song only, it's Wrecking Ball. 100%.
Yeah, and yeah. I make sure I put duct tape over my nipples before I do it. Oh, I'm committing to that shit.
Yeah. So that's my favorite story about him. I can tell you my least favorite story that he tells about me. That's for fucking sure. It's for sure the dick pic one. The one I already explained to everybody earlier.
My favorite story about Jacob is that when my kids turned 7, we didn't have a whole lot of money. And so I would drive them by themselves when they turned 7 to a special place called Mexico. They were like, fuck yeah, Mexico. And Jacob was the only one of my kids that when he got there, we were there for about an hour, and he just decided that he could speak Spanish. Because to him, it sounded like this. So he was walking around Mexico, walking up to people going, hey. And I was like, hey, dude. don't do that anymore, you know? And he was so convinced that he could speak Spanish. We went to a restaurant. He spoke to the waiter in Spanish. And I was just like, hey. And I had to put my foot down. I go, don't do that. And we were leaving Mexico. And we were driving up to the border. And they asked for my ID. And then they said, I need to see a birth certificate for the kid. And I was like, why? And they said, I need to make sure that he isn't Mexican. How do I know he's not Mexican? So I said, Jacob, speak the Spanish. And he looked at the guy and he was like, blah, 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 blah.
We were home 2 hours later,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Yeah. Because the guy let us go. My favorite part is we hadn't spoken a word. About 20 minutes out of Mexico, he's just looking out the window, and I heard him mumble under his breath from behind me. I told you I know how to speak Spanish.
Yeah. Gotcha, bitch. Yeah. I saved the day, you know?
You really did, dude.
Yeah,
I was like, one. Am I going to have to leave this little motherfucker in Mexico?
I would have just sold gum on the streets like the rest of the kids my age.
He was so jealous that he wasn't allowed to speak. He was like, how come you don't let me sell gum on the street? And I was like, what? He was like, they all get to sell gum on the street. I'm like, trust me, you're doing all right.
Yeah. Anybody else? Any other questions? Yeah, right here. Go ahead.
Jacob, what was your reaction after your father decided to tell you about eating the dog treat at the
time? What was my reaction to finding out my dad knowingly let me eat a dog treat? Is your question? I don't think I fully comprehended it because I don't know. I don't think you told me until I was 16. Like, it wasn't something that I could comprehend or understand at my age of 5 when it happened. By the way, I'm supposed to trust you, damn it. But
I'm supposed to teach you lessons. So.
Yeah, that's
right. The only way you learn not to eat a dog treat is to eat the fucking dog treat and be like, yeah, I don't want that.
I think that only applies if I bought it for myself. You bought the treat for me.
I did not buy it.
I think that's different. I don't know if that applies the same rules.
I didn't buy it. For those of you who don't know, we were in PetSmart, and my daughter was like, can I have a cookie? And I said, we don't have any cookies. And she goes, no, I want one of the PetSmart cookies. And I was like, show me what you're talking about. And so they have these dog treats that look just like chocolate chip cookies. And she goes, I would like a cookie. And I go, you want to eat one of those cookies? She said, yeah. And I was like, okay. He wanted one too, you know. And so I didn't want to, you know, leave him out. And my oldest son, who was a little bit older, was watching them eat this dog treat. And he just goes, that's dog food, right? And I was like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My reaction for sure was just this. There's nothing else I could do about it.
Yeah, yeah. He found out when he was about 13, which was pretty awesome. But yeah. What did it taste like? I imagine it was pretty dry.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like a dehydrated rice cake.
Well, rice cake is dehydrated.
Dehydrated again, motherfucker. Okay. Like, yeah, yeah. It was bad. It was bad. It was like you coughed and it just like powder shot out, you know? Yeah.
It was like eating so happy.
It was like eating sandpaper is what it was. Yeah.
All right, we got time for one more. Anybody else? Anybody wants? Anybody else?
No?
Okay.
Oh, hold on. To right. Yes.
What's
yes,
that?
Ma'am. Hold on. Yes, ma'am.
Dallas sucks. Oh, cool. That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I
it's
could give
Dallas
a shit about either teams. Yeah. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
So earlier when your dad was asking about
who has... Oh, I was just laughing at my brother because his pullout game is terrible. Yeah, 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 yeah.
My question was, how often do you feel like you could predict what your dad's going to say?
She asked how often he thinks he can predict what I'm going to say.
Pretty often. Yeah, yeah. Look, I spend as much time with him as my mom does.
By the way.
She hates it.
You know how I know it was starting to get rough? Because recently something came up at the house where we were arguing. And she said, I don't know. Why don't you go ask your boyfriend? And I was like, okay.
she said, fuck me. What'd she say fuck me for? Like, I was, yeah. So there was that. Yeah. pretty often. We're pretty alike. I'm amazed it hasn't happened tonight. We tend to say the same things together on stage at the same time. It's unfortunate, for sure. Were you? Oh, guitar. Yeah, all right. Damn. All right.
So, Philly, I'll see y'all later. Enjoy the music. Thank you guys so much. Good on stage.